Daniel Monedero y te doy la bienvenida a Blues en las Ondas. Regina Bonelli abrió el programa con esa decidida de Last Year, pero Howlin' Wolf aullará en la clásica Smokestack Lightning, canción que está incluida en la banda sonora de Reacher.
This morning, saw that smoke up in the sky. A crowd of people watching, asking who and how and why. Flames are rolling down the city, rolling for a mile. How'd it get so bad, you ask? It's been burning for a while. You say it's in the eye of the beholder. Well, I'll just go and check. Now there ain't no chip up on my shoulder. That's your boot up on my neck. How these flames go so far, you ask? Now they've gone 1,000 miles. I got a news flash for you. They've been burning for a while. It's been burning for a while down here. Glad you stopped to see. And ain't no water gonna douse it down until you hear from me. You say it's in the eye of the beholder. Well, I'll just go and check. Now there ain't no chip up on my shoulder. That's your boot up on my neck. They say it's in the eye of the beholder. Well, I'll just go and check. Now there ain't no chip up on my shoulder. That's your boot up on my neck. Oh, it's been burning for a while. 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 It's been burning for a while down here. Glad you stopped to see. Ain't no water gonna douse it down until you hear from me.
Chris Pierce cantó contra el racismo en It's Been Burning for a While. Las víctimas civiles, en cambio, te lanzarán el distópico petróleo desde Valencia.
Las fiestas del futuro andaremos mudos o descalzos, juntos a un fuego desnudo de discos duros y duras manos. ¿Cómo iba yo a quererte? ¿Cómo iba yo a leerte? ¿Cómo podría lamerte sin petróleo, sin petróleo, sin petróleo? En las fiestas del futuro, qué ocio nos darán nuestros amos, arrastrarnos por embudos de sucios escudos y ser amados solo por psiquiatras, señorías, policías, revolucionarios, vegetarianos, plenipotenciarios, armarios, arios, canarios, diseñadores, programadores. ¿Cómo iba yo a protegerte? ¿Cómo iba yo a entretenerte?
Saw me on the streets. more about me. Give a shit about me. Would you even notice me? When I'm walking down the street, the heat's on me. The flames get higher. I'm too close to the fire. Hey, hey, hey. With being quiet, you're saying all with your silence, 'cause it's not happening to you. When you're the one they blame, and your picture's in the frame, you're faced with the cold hard truth. When I'm walking down the street, the heat's on me. The flames get higher. I'm too close to the fire. I'm too close. Too close to the fire, yeah. I'm too close. I'm too close. Mississippi at 64.
Gaines criticó la porofobia en esa brillante Too Close to the Fire. Y continuando este blues en las ondas, las Vulpes te lanzarán la feminista Me gusta ser una zorra. Eso sí, antes, recuerda que el miércoles 22 a las 9:30 Calibro 35 animará en el Loco Club de Valencia. El miércoles también, pero a las 10:30 empezará la Jam Black en el Black Note Club de Valencia. El jueves 23 a las 8 los Big Hollers te harán bailar en Funky Food en Valencia. El sábado 25 a las 9 Lucas Bramucci y Carlos Anoja te harán gozar en el restaurante Entre Bambalinas de Alicante. A las 10:30 Santi Campillo arrancará en el Paso de Ribarroja. Y el sábado también a las 10:30 Nick Waterhouse te hará vibrar en el Pub 16 Toneladas de Valencia. Y para acabar, el martes 28 a las 8:30 The Steve Water Band y Whitestone Connection llegarán al Pub 16 Toneladas.
La vida o el caballo te guía.
Ese virtuoso balance llegó gracias a Marco Droeto desde Yamendo.com. Como Edgar Winter, el hermano de Johnny Winter, te llevará a los 70 en Free Ride.
I'm
en Paul and the Broken Bones te hicieron mover el esqueleto en The Last Dance, aunque la Von Hardinson se lucirá en Should I Stay or Should I Go.
Stay or should I go? If you say that you are mine, I love you till the end of time. So come on and let me know. Should I stay or should I go? It's always tease, tease, tease. You're happy when I'm on my knees. Should I go? Should I stay or should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now? If I go, there will be trouble. If I stay, there will be double. So come on and let me know. Should I stay or should I go? Bugging me. If you don't want me, set me free. Exactly who I'm supposed to be. I don't know which clothes even fit me. So come on and let me know. Should I cool it or should I blow? Should I stay or should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now?
Go. to town, people. I'm walking down Hazel Street. That's what everybody's talking about. Henry Swank Club. I dropped into that night. When I got there, the Yed people, they were really having a ball. Yes, I know. rained down one night. I heard Mama and Papa talking. I heard Papa tell Mama, let that boy boogie woogie. It in him. They got to come out. I felt so good when I'm boogie woogie all night long. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I feel good. I feel good. Like I thought. Just like I thought. Like I thought I would.
Antes de despedir este Blues en las Ondas, me gustaría recordar al oso. Y es que Bob Hyde nació el 26 de febrero de 1943 en Torrance, California. Desde pequeño empieza a coleccionar discos de blues. En el 65, con 22 años, co-crea y canta en Can't Hit junto a Alan Wilson y Henry Vestine. De hecho, Bob elige el nombre de Can't Hit por un blues de Tommy Johnson. Y es que todos ellos coleccionaban discos de blues. En el 66, el productor Johnny Otis graba su primer disco donde reversionan a bluesmen como Willie Dixon o John Lee Hooker. A partir del 67, graban para Liberty Records. Consiguen cierto éxito con su segundo disco y actúan en el Monterey Pop Festival. Pero Can't Hit son detenidos en Denver por posesión de estupefacientes, incidente que relatan en el blues My Crime. En el 68 llegan a la cima con On the Road Again, todo un clásico incluido en el disco Boogie with Can't Hit, y consiguen éxito de nuevo con otro clásico, Going Up the Country. Además, actúan en el Newport Pop Festival frente a 80.000 personas y se van de gira por Europa. En el 69 actúan en el mítico festival de Woodstock y en el programa Playboy After Dark y experimentan con el rock psicodélico. En el 71, Can't Hit consiguen éxito de nuevo con la solidaria Let's Work Together. Además, graban con John Lee Hooker el disco Hooker and Hit, que incluye el anterior Boogie Chillin' No. 2. Aunque la banda sufre varias bajas, se van de gira por Australia y vuelven a Europa, donde colaboran con el genial bluesman Clarence Gatemouth Brown en el disco Gates of the Heat. Y aunque la popularidad de Can't Hit cae, en el 81 vuelven a grabar el disco Kings of the Boogie. Y aunque Can't Hit te avisarán sobre las drogas en Amphetamine Nanny, Bob Hyde, el co-creador y cantante de Can't Hit, murió el 5 de abril de 1981 en Los Ángeles por una sobredosis. Sin embargo, los Can't Hit tuvieron un papel fundamental en el Blues Revival, ya que ayudaron a volver a los escenarios a varios artistas, como Sonny Land Slim, al que encontraron como taxista en Chicago, o a Skip James, al que llevaron de un hospital de Mississippi al Newport Festival. Además, grabaron en Francia junto a Memphis Slim, Clarence Gatemouth Brown y Albert Collins en La Cima de la Ola.
This is a song with a message. I want you to keep my word. I wanna tell you all a story about this chick I know. They call her Amphetamine Annie. She's always shoveling snow. I sat her down and told her, I told her crystal clear, I don't mind you getting high, but there's one thing you should fear. Your mind might think it's flying, baby, on those little pills, but you ought to know it's dying, cause speed kills. But Annie kept on speeding, her health was getting poor. She saw things in the window, she heard things at the door. Her mouth was like a grinding mill, lips were cracked and sore, the skin was turning yellow. I just couldn't take it no more. She thought her mind was flying on those little pills. She didn't know it was going down fast, cause says, I got to